After today's sermon, we're going to sing a hymn about God being at the center of our lives. The hymn was written about 100 years ago by English author Jan Struther. The original title of the hymn was All Day Hymn. It's been retitled using the first words, Lord of All Hopefulness. The hymn is a reminder that God is at the center of every part of every day. Our waking up, our working, our coming home, and our sleeping. At our waking up, God is Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy. As we look forward to a new day, we begin the day with hope, praying that joy will color the day. Now, we know full well that joy might not describe the day ahead, but it's good that we pray, hopefully, for joy. And as I said in my sermon 2 weeks ago, whatever we pray for, God will do something. We might get the joy we hope for and pray for, but whatever the day is ahead, God will do something. The prayer and the promise of Jesus is that God will be with us. Every day gives us a fresh start to embrace hope and to pray for joy. The second verse of the hymn we'll sing is about the active hours of the day. We see God as Lord of all eagerness, Lord of all faith. The verse speaks of Jesus as a skilled carpenter who lived as one of us. The verse is a good reminder that God wants us to live our lives well, whatever our tasks may be, whatever our work is, to live well. So whatever our labors or responsibilities are waiting for us in the day ahead, we pray for strength. The hymn reminds us to pray for strength. Whatever our day looks like, however busy or however not busy, God will be there. God will be at the center. The third verse of the hymn is about slowing down from the labors and responsibilities of the day. Whatever our homing looks like, whether we're coming home to a large family, a small family, or a single person, the Lord is present with us as we start to wind down as the Lord of all kindliness, Lord of all grace. The prayer in this verse is a prayer for love. Whatever the eve of our day looks like, we give thanks for the love of God. I love the image of this verse, listen for it, that says the Lord embraces us at the eve of the day. Whatever the day has looked like for us, at the eve of the day, the Lord embraces us. That's the love of God. The fourth and final verse is about rest, sleep. God is Lord of all gentleness, Lord of all calm. The author calls the presence of God, to rhyme with the word calm, calls the Lord's presence a balm, a healing ointment of the day. At the end of the day, there is healing. And so we pray for peace in this verse, shalom. The hymn reminds us that our day ends with hearing the voice of God. The voice of God, that term is actually in the verse. Listening to the voice of God. And you know that's one of the themes of my teaching on prayer. Listen for the voice of God. Based on last Sunday's sermon, our day ends with God's divine shh. Friend of mine, after listening to last week's sermon, suggested that we might pronounce God's peace, God's shalom, as shalom. Combining the shh with the shalom. Shalom. On Friday evening, Joe and I, with my sister and brother-in-law, Fran and Jim, went to a musical titled Once Upon a Mattress, based on the fairy tale Princess and the Pea. At the end of the play, the princess couldn't fall asleep. She had counted sheep. In fact, she had counted 37,439 sheep. I think we can do a lot better to count shaloms instead of sheep. But with Jesus as our good shepherd, as the prelude in our opening hymn talks about Jesus as our good shepherd, it's perfectly fine if we count sheep. That's how we're to end the day, in the calmness of the Lord. This is our faith, that God's at the center of every part of our day from beginning to end. Now, I'm not here today to invite you to put God at the center of your life. That's not your job. God is already at the center of your life. Our job is to remember that. Do this to remember me, we say every time we gather for communion. Remember, our job is to know God, the God who is present and at the center. Our job is to know Jesus Christ. Our job isn't to put God at the center. Our job is to recognize that God is already there at the center of all things. Today's hymn is a good reminder that when we wake up, when we pray, we thank God for life, the life ahead. When we go to work, a job, housework, whether it's mowing the lawn, paying bills, whatever, we pray and we thank God. When we begin to wind down from the day, maybe making some phone calls or watching something entertaining on TV or doing some reading, whatever, we pray and we thank God who is present. And at the end of the day, we count some sheep or some divine shaloms. We pray and we thank God for being present at our every moment. Now, for the most part, this is a very positive hymn. You know, God talks, it talks about all the good parts of our day. But there are parts of our days, I alluded to this a little earlier in the sermon, that are downright awful. Every day isn't filled with total joy. So I wrote a verse about that. Lord of all suffering, Lord of all strife, who went to the cross for salvation and life, be there at our troubles and give us, we pray, yourself in our hearts, Lord, in the hurts of the day. Whatever the suffering or strife, troubles or hurts that we have in the day, God is always at the center. And when we pray, God will always do something. The Gospel of John is really different from the other Gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are on a mission to bring people to God, to get people to believe in Jesus as Messiah, to bring them to Jesus. John's different. John's mostly concerned how God comes to us. We call the first 12 chapters of John's Gospel the Book of Signs. God, through Christ, comes to us by healing us. There's many healing stories in the signs, in the Book of Signs. Jesus feeds us. Jesus gives life. We call the rest of the Gospel of John, chapters 13 to 21, the book of glory. So John is in two parts, the book of signs with all the signs and miracles, and then the book of glory. Today's reading is the first part of five chapters where Jesus is at the Last Supper, where he washes the feet of the disciples. He talks about leaving the earth and what that means to the disciples and to the world. And chapter 17 is his prayer, preparing the disciples to see God's glory in his suffering, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Jesus prayed this: I glorified you, Father, on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. We heard that in the reading. In just two chapters from now, John is going to record Jesus saying from the cross, it is finished. The glory of God is seen in the suffering and death of Jesus. Now, truthfully, it's hard to see God in times of suffering. It's hard to know God, to know Jesus Christ when the day is falling apart. It's hard to see God's glory in our pain, in our troubles. It's hard, but it's possible. It takes practice. It takes prayer. It takes trusting that God is always at the center. It takes remembering that God is always at the center. Now, when I came to this part of the sermon, I was feeling some trouble in my heart and soul. I thought back to some of my personal troubled times, including times when I've fallen way short of the glory of God. And I asked myself, did I see God in those troubled times? Pretty much no. Did I turn to God and pray for help in those times I was freaking out? Pretty much no. Did I listen to the voice of God when I was struggling? Pretty much no. So today tells me I can do better. I can remember better that God is at the center. I can trust better that God is at the center. I can love others as Jesus loved, knowing that God is at the center. Because God is love. Let us pray. Whatever is going on in your mind, body, heart, and soul in this moment, listen to the voice of God. I am here. I am here. I am here.